am talking now with Vivian Robertson. Vivian is here to tell us all about Reclaim the Void. It's a project that was born from Nyala elders in Leonora, Western Australia. It's a way of expressing their emotions at those gaping mining halls left all over our country. The idea was conceived to symbolically seal one of the holes with an artwork expressing the story of country. Vivian, thank you for joining us on Artbeat.
Thank you very much.
So how did you become involved with this project?
Well, back in 2013, I was invited up to Leonora by a cultural custodian, Cato Muir, and I was there to talk about art projects with some of the elders in the community. And in fact, what the conversation was going to be about was the Yeelirrie uranium mine and the aftermath of Maralinga. So that's what I thought we were going to be looking at doing an art project in relation to. And we talked about that, but somehow there was something I just was feeling that was not being said in the room. And so I asked this question, what is your deepest pain? And one of the aunties said to me, it's all those gaping mining holes left all over country. And the whole room just fell into this amazing moment of gravitas, like this moving, serious sadness. And everyone nodded and said, yep, yep, that's it. And it was somehow that that grief struck me in the heart. And I suddenly just saw this vision of one of those mining holes being covered with an artwork, which would be a First Nations designed artwork, which would tell the story of country on which that mine was. So I shared that vision with the group there, and they thought about it again really seriously for a few seconds, and then they all just nodded, and the auntie looked me straight in the eye and said, yes, do that. So then for the next few years, I was catching up with Cato every now and then in Perth or Leonora, or and we would just chat about the project and say, you know, what do you think? And just put it out on the table. And then in 2020, he and I were co-leading a song dance culture retreat out on his country. And he said to me one evening, sitting around the fire, hey, you know that conversation, that project? Yeah, it's time. Let's do it. So he called the timing on it, and from there it grew. We started it small, just putting it out, like, how did people respond? And immediately we got an overwhelming response from people around Australia who wanted to be part of it and wanted to contribute.
Amazing. And so when we talk about covering these holes, what are we covering it with?
Yeah, so this is a really interesting thing. We did two retreats in 2020, and at the second retreat, an artist, Lizzie Ridsdale from Fremantle, was on the retreat, and she pulled out a rag rug that she'd made herself, and she put it down on the ground and she sat on it. And Cato saw it, and he immediately said to me, that's it. That's what we're going to use. We'll use rugs made from recycled fabric, and it'll be a big dot painting. And the artwork is going to be based on one of his mother's artworks. She spent her whole life, she was a desert woman and spent her whole life fighting for country. So this is what we decided to do. And as you can hear in this, this project has very much got its own spirit, let's say. And it's very much unfolding. So logically, you probably couldn't think of anything more time-consuming to do an artwork with than handmade rag rugs, and we need about 3,000 of them. But this is what's unfolded, and so I'm being true to what's unfolded. And there's actually something very beautiful about this. So we didn't have fabric as a concern when we started this project, but actually it is a huge concern, and we know now from watching the war on waste that that the statistics around it is Australians dump 500,000 tonnes of disused fabric every year, and that goes into landfill, so more holes that are being dug. So to be able to use some of this fabric. And the other thing that's beautiful about the rag rugs is that they take quite a long time to create. And so we, the people, just in what's quite a modest, humble gesture of acknowledging the pain and saying sorry, are sitting there doing something that's actually really beautiful to do, because weaving is so rhythmic and meditative, but spending a few hours actually reflecting on, are over extraction of resources. It's a shared problem. This isn't an anti-mining project. It's something that we're all a part of. But having a chance to reflect on that, perhaps also to reflect on how many new clothes we go and buy each year that we don't wear and that we throw out, and to sit and also reflect on our relationship with country and with the custodians of country, which is really the heart of the project.
And when we talk about people sitting together and creating these rugs, we're not just talking about the people in Leonora who started this project, but we are talking about community groups all over the state who have come together to weave rugs for Reclaim the Void.
We're actually talking about people all over Australia, and actually also we've had rugs sent in from Portugal, New Zealand and USA, and we've got some rugs being made in Japan as we speak. So people...
You've taken over the world, Vivian.
Well, you know what? I think that that initial moment of grief expressed by one of the aunties there, I feel like that is still in the air, if you like, and... in some way, people are responding to that because we know the damage that we've done to country and to the custodians of country. We don't often hear their voices, and we know that we're all a part of it. So I think it's just really touched the heart of people. So, we've got schools. We've got at the moment 50 schools, and it's growing literally every week, who are engaged in the project. We've got all sorts of different groups. We've got people who have got mental health issues. We've got physical health issues. We have gatherings of people who are just doing it informally. We've had people creating a birthday party for themselves and saying, I'm going to be doing it as a rug weaving birthday party and creating rugs during the party. We've got individuals who are sitting at home and weaving. And then there's certain places around the country in Kalgoorlie, Broken Hill, Denmark, in Perth, in different places where people have been meeting regularly for quite a long time and creating rug after rug.
So if people want to be involved, they can literally do it themselves, sit at home with some rugs, but they can also get down to the museum, down to Bulabardup, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've got an artist residency at the museum starting on Monday. So we'll be sitting weaving on the third floor between Monday and Sunday. And there's also a bunch of free workshops there. There's a weaving workshops and also a special writing workshop, which is about words in response to weaving and the project. And there's also a display in the community stories cabinet. We've put together 90 of the rugs and a model, and that's going to be there in the museum for all of February. So if anyone wants more information about the museum, then if they go to our website, reclaimthevoid.com.au, and it's on the upcoming events page, or the museum website, you can navigate through from the WA Museum Bulabardup website as well.
Amazing. Vivian, thank you so much for telling us about this project.
You're very welcome.